我们今天再从主祷文再领受主给我们的教训。
Again, we want to learn from the Lord, from the Lord's Prayer.
我们念一次，所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的，愿周尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。你们一面听到，一面为我祷告。
Pray for me as you listen.
每一个礼拜天到最后一次，身体是很疲乏。
Physically is exhausting for me.
但是主常常加力量给我。
But the Lord always give me strength.
我们感谢上帝。
We give him thanks.
我们其实已经好几次提到这一节圣经，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We spent a few sessions already on your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这句话很简单，不必解释嘛。
Seems to very straightforward.
主啊，你的旨意行在地上。
Let Lord your will be done.
如同行在天上。
Like it is done in heaven.
这句话背后的意念里面的含义是深的不得了的。
But it has tremendously profound meaning behind the simple sentence.
这句话就把我们基督徒跟非基督徒的宗教观跟神的作为完全分开来了。
Because it segregates us from the rest of the religion in terms of religiosity.
他们所信的上帝是他们不知道的。
The God that other people worship, they do not know.
他们信的上帝是他们想出来的。
Or that they have imagined their God.
他们信的上帝是他们自己尊为上帝的。
Something that they honor as God.
我们所敬拜的上帝是向我显现显明启示的上帝。
But the God that we worship is a God that has revealed himself to us.
他们说信的上帝是他们的目标。
Their God is their object.
我们说信的上帝是为世界、为万有、为基督徒定了目标的上帝。
But the God that we worship is the God that set the goals for all of us instead.
他们说信的上帝是没有意念、没有意志、更没有旨意的。
The God that they worship is a God that has no reason, that has no will.
我们的上帝是有心意、有旨意、有计划、有方向的。
But our God is a God that has a will, that has a plan, that has a direction.
耶稣说：“你们祷告要这么说，愿你的旨意行在地上。”
And Jesus Christ said, when you pray, you must say, "Your will be done on earth."
如同行在天上。
As it is done in heaven.
我们曾经讲过了，神在创造万有的时候是有个中心点。
And so we spoke about how there's a focal point in the creation of God.
上帝所造的宇宙这个中心点就是这一粒地球。
In the entire universe, the focal point is on this earth.
在这一粒的地球的创造的中心点就是按他形象样式被造的人。
And on this created earth, the focal point is human being made in his image and likeness.
人中间真正的中心点就是认识基督的基督徒。
And among humanity, the one that is the focal point is on those who know Jesus Christ.
基督徒中间真正的中心点就是明白上帝旨意。不做糊涂人的基督徒。
And among Christians, the true focal point are those who really understand the will of God.
这种的基督徒是承认神的主权，享负他引导跟旨意之下的人。
And these are Christians that understand the sovereign will of God and is obedient to the guidance of God.
这就是归正信仰的基督徒。
These are Christians that believe in the Reformed faith.
因为在归正信仰里面，我们承认 the sovereignty of God.
In Reformed faith, we acknowledge the sovereignty of God.
神是有主权的。
That God is sovereign.
神是有目的的。
That God has a purpose.
神是有方向的。
That God has a direction.
这位为宇宙万有、为人类历史定方向、指出幕后必成的事的上帝。才是我们的上帝。
And this God is our God because He can set all things in the direction from afar.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以当我们说主啊，愿你的旨意成全的时候
，Therefore, when we pray, Your will be done.
我们是从这个角度来看，神有定义要成全的事情。
It is from this angle we recognize that God has plans that He will accomplish.
是为我们预备的。
For our sake,
是要我们达到的。
So that we will achieve it.
不但要我们达到。
Not only does he demand of us.
因为我们用祷告求他自己成全他的旨意。
He wants us to pray that his own will be done.
你看这是何等严肃的事情。
So it's a most solemn thing.
何等伟大的一个了解。
Such a great and grand understanding.
愿你的旨意成全在地上。
May your will be done on earth.
如同行在天上。
As it is in heaven.
为什么上帝的旨意要行在地上如同行在天上呢？
Why does it have to be done on earth as it is in heaven?
上帝伟大的旨意在天上是没有受拦阻的。
For the great will of God faces no obstacle in heaven.
上帝的旨意在天上是没有人可以反抗的。
In heaven, no one opposes the will of God.
那么为什么上帝的旨意在地上给人反抗呢？
But why would we be allowed to oppose His will on earth?
因为上帝造了一个可以反抗他的人。
For God has created man who has ability to rebel.
这不是偶然的。
It's not by randomness.
也不是我们自己所做的。
Not something that we have created.
神所定的原则。
But the principle of God.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
上帝故意造了可以反对他的人。
That God purposely created someone who can oppose him.
一个人反对上帝的时候。
So when you oppose God.
他都以为说我一反对你你就没有办法。
We always think that if we oppose him, he can do nothing to me.
但是归正神学的信徒知道人对上帝反对是神给人的权柄。
But the Reformed Christian understand that even opposing God is a power given to you by God.
这也在上帝永恒的旨意里面的一部分。
And it is part of God's eternal will.
当神把自由给人的时候。
For when God gave us freedom,
人的自由是被动的。
Our freedom is passive.
神的赐予是主动的。
But God is active in giving it to us.
当上帝创造有自由反叛他的人的时候，
So when God created humanity with freedom to oppose,
他做了一件非常对自己危险的事情。
He has done something most dangerous for himself.
好像你把刀交在你仇敌的手里，给他有机会来杀你一样。
It's as if you hand over a knife to your enemy who can kill you.
为什么上帝的创造中间要有一种有权柄反抗上帝的人呢？
Why would God create a being like that?
因为这表示神对人的尊重。
This means that God honors us.
人尊贵的地方在哪里呢？
Our dignity
尊贵在乎他自己有自主的权柄。
Is based on the fact that we can make decisions.
人的价值在哪里呢？
Where is our value?
人的价值在乎他有自由。
Our value comes from our freedom.
一个人有自由来做要做的事情。
If you are free to do what you want.
有自由来反抗好的事情。
If you have freedom to oppose what's good.
有自由来抗拒真理。
A freedom to oppose truth.
有自由来反对上帝的时候。
A freedom to oppose God.
这表示人有道德的责任。
It means you have moral responsibility.
道德的功能。
You have functions as moral.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do we say that?
When there is no freedom, there's no foundation of morality.
如果你没有自由的话，就没有道德的这个基础。
没有自由的人，道德没有基础。
If you have no freedom, what's that?
你只能说上帝，我一定要信你。
You say, "Oh God, I have no choice."
因为除了信你，我没有别的可能。
Because there are no other possibility other than believing in you.
你把我造成像机器一样，一定要顺服你，照着你的意志来敬拜你，来顺从你。
You have created me like a machine. I have to worship you.
这样我的敬拜有什么价值呢？
So there is no value in that kind of worship.
你得到我对你的尊敬也是没有什么特别了。
And I honor you because you force me to.
但是神说不是如此。
But not so for God.
我把反对我的权柄、自由、机会跟能力都给了你。
I have given you the ability, the opportunity, and the power to oppose me.
如果你在这些事情上面，你知道我是你的主。
If you know that I am your Lord in these matters,
你还顺从我的话
，and you are still obedient to me,
你的顺从就不是被逼的。
That obedience did not come by force.
你的顺从是从自主发出来的。
It will come from yourself.
你的自主就变成有价值的。
And therefore, there is value.
这样，你对我的顺服是你的美德。不是一个被逼的机械的作用。
And so your obedience to me then would be good, not because you are forced to. Thanks be to God.
正如你追求一个女孩子的时候。
Like when you caught a girl.
你是不是带机关枪去给她？
You won't get a machine gun there.
你要不要嫁给我？
Are you going to marry me?
嫁给我，我放过你。
If you marry me, I'll let you live.
嫁给我，杀死你。
If not, I'll just shoot you.
她说好了好了，我就嫁给你。
And the girl said, okay, fine, no choice.
嫁给你，她就嫁给机关枪。
She won't marry you. She married the machine gun.
神不造机械人。
God does not make robots.
神不使我们成为一个没有自主性的、没有道德责任的人。
He doesn't make us as someone without any responsibilities.
神尊重人到一个地步。
God honors us so much.
把自由给了人。
That He grants us freedom.
当一个人懂得知道是被尊重而珍惜这个自由，没有误用它的时候，这个人是很宝贵的。
And so if we treasure and do not abuse our freedom, we are good indeed.
所以你的妻子、你的孩子，因为你的伟大而真正顺服你的时候，他们是好好做人的。
And if your wife and your children respect you because you are a great person, then they will live a good life.
你的妻子、你的孩子，因为你给他自由，他就乱用自由来杀你，他们是不负责任的人。
But if they abuse their freedom and kill you, then they are most irresponsible.
这样简单的道理是世界上很多人从来不愿意明白的事情。
And this theory is very simple, but many people would not want to understand it.
当一个人领受恩典以后，他就以为他比别人厉害。
Very often when we receive grace, we think we are better than other people.
一个人比别人健康的时候，他就夸口去欺负那些不健康的。
We are healthier than others, we bully the weak.
他一个人很美貌的时候，他就以为他自己比别人更美，就做了明星，就随便吸毒，然后给政府抓去。
If you're very handsome or beautiful, you think that you're better than others, you take drugs and you get arrested.
成龙是中国政府反毒的一个主席。
Jackie Chan is the ambassador against drugs in China.
他的孩子是羞辱他爸爸的一个孩子。
But his son brought shame to him.
柯震东是一个很英俊的男孩子。
And the actor 柯震东 is very handsome.
结果放纵要在监牢里大哭，悔不当初。
But in the end, he's arrested to cry in jail.
就是人有自由而误用自由。
So you see an abuse of freedom here.
人有英俊而夸自己的英俊。
You boast about your own looks.
人有美貌而随便放荡。
You are very beautiful, but you live a decadent life.
人有钱财、有青春、有健康，利用这些羞辱主的名，博取上帝的荣耀。
And often you are wealthy, you are healthy, and you use it to humiliate God.
为什么这些人上之人
？These people seem to be better than the rest of people.
比别人有钱。
Richer,
比别人英俊
more handsome,
比别人健康
healthier,
比别人有名的人
more famous,
变成人下之人了。
But right now they become despicable.
他们没有明白这个道理。
For they did not understand this.
他们没有认识上帝的话。
They do not know the word of God.
圣经说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Therefore the Bible says fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And you are wise if you know.
当我们愿意好好听上帝的话的时候
，May we listen to the word of God carefully.
我们生命就完全不一样
，and our life will be most different.
基督教的圣经告诉我们
，The Christian Bible tells us
这个世界是有目的的
，that there is a purpose in the world.
宇宙是有方向的
，the entire universe has a direction.
人是有价值的
，that we have value.
这个方向不是我定的。
I didn't set the value of self.
这方向不是你定的
，or your own direction.
这方向也不是社会定的
，not set by the society.
更不是人类的民主大多数人认为好的时候所定的。
Oh, certainly not the majority of the people.
这个方向是神定的。
This direction is set by God.
你真正了解这个话的时候
，when you understand this,
你得明白为什么耶稣这么叫我们。
You will understand why Jesus taught this.
愿你的旨意成全。
May your will be done.
在地上如同在天上。
On earth as it is in heaven.
为什么在地上如同在天上呢
？Why?On earth as it is
上帝的旨意在天上没有被拦阻。
The will of God goes smoothly in heaven.
上帝的旨意在地上受人的困扰，人的拦阻。
But on earth, humanity will rebel against.
那么你说这样，我们人不是定胜天了吗
？Does that not mean that we win?
你既然给我自由
，Since you give me freedom,
我杀了你
，I kill you.
我反对你
，I oppose you.
我就胜过你嘛
，So I am victorious.
这是自欺欺人的假象。
This is an illusion and the self-deceptive.
就是毛泽东一生犯最大的错误。
The biggest error of Mao Zedong.
毛泽东有四次的时间很强调人定胜天。
There were four occasions when Mao Zedong declared that humanity will win over heaven.
Man are surely overcome God.
人定胜天。
Man are surely conquering heaven.
人一定能够占领这个天堂。
人是定胜天的话
，If that is the case，
那不要是天对我没有办法。
That means heaven cannot do anything to you.
上帝没有办法惩治我。
That God cannot punish me.
因为他把自由给我了。
He gave me the freedom.
我要怎么样，他就不能离开我。
Whatever I do, he cannot leave me.
我怎么决定，他就要在我的命运的下面。
Whatever I decide, he has to follow me.
真的是吗
？Is that the case?
上帝给你
，God gave you，
让你自由
，let you have freedom，
让你有聪明
，let you be intelligent，
让你有智慧
，let you have wisdom，
来抵挡他
，to oppose him。
上帝就看你表演。
And then God just watch you
表演到有一天。
But you act until one day.
上帝说
God will say,
够了
time's up.
时间到了
the time is up.
演员请下台吧
the actor can go out of the stage.
那个时候
at that time,
你的时间到了
your time would have been up.
你下台了以后
when you leave the stage,
神说现在我要收拾你误用的自由
God will say, now I have to deal with your freedom, abuse of freedom.
我要审判不按责任行使自由权柄作恶的人
I will now judge those of you who do evil, who abuse your freedom.
毛泽东胜天了吗
？Did Mao Zedong have victory over heaven?
中国胜过大自然了吗
？Has China had victory over nature?
毛泽东战胜上帝了吗
？Did Mao Zedong win over God?
我告诉你
，I tell you，
连他的部下他都没有办法战胜他。
He don't even have victory over his own staff.
战无不胜的毛泽东思想万岁。
The idea is that Mao Zedong thought will be victorious everywhere he goes.
死的时候
，But when he died，
他讲一句话
，He said，
请不要把我埋葬
，Please don't bury me，
请 不要把我放在棺材里。
Don't put me in a coffin.
用火烧我吧。
Cremate me.
像周恩来一样。
Like 周恩来。
周恩来在1976年2月离开世界。
周恩来 died in February 1976.
朱德在1975年4月离开世界。
朱德 1975 October.
三个老人家。
Three of the elderly
leaders. 最长命的是毛泽东。
毛泽东 lived the longest.
毛泽东在1976年八九月离开世界。
He died 1976 about June.
死的时候。
About September.
他说把我火葬吧。
So he asked for cremation.
他盼望他们照他的意思行。
He thought they will do his last will.
真的达到了吗？
Was that the case?
他们说不。
They say no.
你死了。
When you die,
我们不要火葬你。
We won't cremate you.
你没有办法。
You cannot do anything.
所以反对上帝的被自己下面的人所反对。
So his staff go against his own will.
以为一定胜天的被别人所胜过。
He thought he would have victory over heaven, but others had victory over him.
什么伟大的领袖讲话没有人听了。
This great leader, no one want to listen to him anymore.
因为你死了。
Because you are dead.
你表演的机会完了。
Your stage is over.
你在台上的角色结束了。
The role you play is
gone. 现在轮到活人。作用死人的时候
Now the living will take over.
所以他们不埋葬他
So they did not bury him.
那么不埋葬他为什么呢
For what purpose?
他们制造一个理由
They had a reason.
经过了把周恩来总理火葬所受到的痛苦
They say that while we were deeply saddened by the cremation of Prime Minister 周恩来
我们现在舍不得把伟大领袖也火葬
So we cannot bear to burn our great leader.
很好听啊
So sounds great.
那好听了又怎么办
After that what?
那不火葬有什么办
Then what do you do?
是土葬呢
You bury in the soil?
或是水葬呢
Or in the water?
是海金、陆金、空金呢
Or is it
是哪一种呢
Air, land or sea?
他们想一个办法
They found a method.
用棺材把它埋起来
They bury him in a coffin.
一定要有好的玻璃的棺材
But coffin made of glass.
那就使他在里面大家可以看见他的容貌
So that people can still watch him.
所以他们就下一个命令
So they had a command done.
把北京的玻璃厂的这个厂长把他叫来
To summon the glass factory owner.
现在党指示你们
And the party now give you an order.
制造一种玻璃
You have to make this glass.
是很厚的
Very thick glass,
但是很透明的
very transparent,
不但很透明的
not only that,
可以看清楚里面的尸体
people must be able to see the corpse,
不但看得清楚
not only see clearly,
有一个绝对的条件你们一定要达到
you must also fulfill this,
这个命令太强了
so it's a strong order,
要求太严格了
too strong demands,
你知道北京政府下什么命令呢
you know what demands and order,
这个玻璃棺材
this glass coffin,
可以透光进去但是热不可以进去
Must have light penetrating but not heat.
你说 V-Cool 啊，就汽车的玻璃加上一个 V-Cool 就可以了。
Like all these cars.
但 V-Cool 一盖上去，光线就少进很多了。
But when you use V-Cool, the light doesn't go through.
共产党政权
too much.
很强权的。
But they are strong.
很独裁的。
Very dictatorial.
硬性规定的。
And wanted.
无论如何
，No matter how.
你们就造一种。光造一种玻璃出来
You got to manufacture this glass
可透光不可透热
With light going through but not heat
为什么呢
Why?
因为我们伟大的领袖我们伟大的主席的尸体如果热进去了一下子就腐坏了
Because the corpse of our great leader cannot decay
锁在棺材里面
And it's trapped
里面坏了我们不知道怎么处理
We don't know what to do if he decay
只能进光
So only light can go through
不能进热
No heat
你想可能吗
You think it's possible?
世界上有没有无热之光呢
Is there such a thing as light without heat?
世界上有没有有光没有热的事情
A place where there's light but no heat
他们试试看
So they tried
我告诉你啊
I tell you
中国有一种玻璃叫北京玻璃
There is a piece of glass called the Beijing glass
世界出名了
Famous in the world
从清朝的时代
From the Qing dynasty
已经用北京玻璃来代表瓷器
They use Beijing glass to take over
做了
ceramic
这个鼻烟壶
They make this nose
做了杯做了罐做了瓶
And they make all kinds of utensils
做了香精罐
And also
你听不懂我不解释了那么这些北京玻璃扬名世界了
This is a famous kind of glass
所以世界所有的玻璃厂没有办法做出北京玻璃那么好
It's not something that other factories can manufacture
从这个雍正的时代
From 雍正
乾隆的时代
乾隆
嘉庆的时代
嘉庆
同治的时代
同治
这已经有了这些的玻璃出来
So in all this era the glass existed
这个玻璃应用了不同的颜色料 不同的这个矿物质参透在里面，可以产生很伟大、很明显的不同的颜色。
And it has different colors by the use of different minerals and composition.
我也收藏了一些。
I have some in my collection.
在博物馆里面也有一些。
In my museum.
你为什么要收藏这些呢
？Why do you collect such things?
要给我们下一代的人知道，人类历史曾经有哪一些文化的成就。
That the next generation will understand the cultural achievement in human history.
很多人看都没有兴趣。
But some people not even interested.
最糟糕的，你们新加坡的政府连一件都没有放在你们的博物馆里面。
In your Singaporean museum, you don't even have a single piece.
所以你到我的博物馆看，才知道你们的国家多么穷。
So if you go to my museum, you know how poor your country is.
在北京的博物馆也是一样的。
Same for the Beijing Museum.
很少好好收集好的东西为人民服务。
They don't keep things to serve the people.
我现在要讲的是什么呢
？What am I trying to say?
就是这个政府竟然发一条命令。
That this government issued an order.
为毛泽东建立一个玻璃棺材是透光而不透热的。
That his coffin needs to have light but no heat.
厂长整个头要破了。
The factory owner was troubled.
我怎么去造这个玻璃
？How do I make a glass like that?
科学家叫来。
So summon all the scientists.
哪一种物质
？What sort of material?
产生哪一种玻璃
？Will produce such glass?
烧到多少度的时候
？At what temperature?
会变成有这个果效呢
？Why? How would it become like that?
一个月过去了
，One month,
两个月过去
，Two months,
五个月过去
，Five months,
差不多七八个月
，Seven, eight months later.
最后他们找出了一种玻璃
，They found a certain kind of glass.
程度很优秀的品质，超过德国、法国、英国、美国、苏联所有的玻璃厂。
Much higher quality than any other glass from around the world.
中国人实在是很聪明的。
So Chinese are most intelligent.
特别被逼要死的时候更聪明。
Especially when you are forced to do it.
所以做到这个标准做的时候只剩下两三天。
Only a few days left to meet the deadline.
玻璃的棺材做好了，送到政府那里去。
And so they finished the glass coffin and sent it to the government.
现在怎么样处理这个尸体的问题
？How do they deal with the body?
把它完全做得好好的。
They did do it well.
各样的 formalin 什么东西都保存得好，就放进这个棺材里面。
And preserve it with all kinds of chemical before putting it into the coffin.
解决问题了没有呢
？Did they solve the problem?
毛泽东死的那一天
，The day Mao Zedong died.
来参加入殓仪式的人
，The people who came for the wake.
千千千万万万。
Thousands upon thousands.
每个人不能停留超过两秒钟。
You cannot stay for even 2 seconds.
你不能伟大的领袖啊，我想念你啊，你滚蛋。
You cannot keep crying out and mourn.
因为别人要来了。
Because the queue is so long.
几十万人在外面等。
Tens and thousands of people waiting.
我一直看电视。
So I was watching television.
中国人实在是很顺服他们的领袖。
And indeed, the Chinese are very obedient to their leaders.
许多人像哭了他已经死去的父亲一样。
Many people cry as if their own fathers died.
滔滔大哭，好像世界末日一样。
And wail as if it was the end of the world.
后来把他放进玻璃棺材以后。
And the corpse was put in a glass coffin.
让人瞻仰。
To let people observe.
让人可以回味毛泽东的遗容。
That they can reflect upon his greatness.
直到今天。
Till today.
但后来发生什么事情
？But you know what happened later?
还是没有办法。
They couldn't solve the problem.
热进去了。
Heat still penetrated.
开始腐化了。
And it was still decayed.
脸孔发黑了。
The face turned black.
一片一片坏的肉掉下来了。
And decay on the face.
那些也不像人了。
Oh dear, doesn't look like human being anymore. What to do next?
没有办法了。
No choice.
一定要去补它。
You have to fill it.
补的时候怎么补呢
？How do you repair?
你不能割玻璃补。
You cannot go it through the glass.
你把玻璃棺材开起来。
You got to open up the coffin.
从头整容。
And do
一片一片
piece by piece.
死了的毛泽东。
The dead Mao Zedong.
根本就不知道谁在他脸上动了手脚。
Surely cannot feel anything now.
等到修好了以后。
After they repair.
下个礼拜再坏了。
Next week it decay again.
再修了以后。
Then you repair again.
再坏了。
And then it decay again.
永远没有办法整顿的事情。
So forever they have to do this.
永远没有办法处理的困难。
A problem that cannot be solved.
我很想问毛泽东。
I'd like to ask Mao Zedong.
人定胜天嘛。
You say we will have victory over heaven.
你想你是谁？
You think who you are?
你想没有上帝。
You think there's no God?
你想你是上帝。
You think you are God?
基督徒说不是的。
The Christians say no.
愿你的旨意成全。
May your will be done.
不是愿我的旨意成全。
Not your will.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May God's will be done on earth.
如同行在天。
As it is in heaven.
人是谁
？Who are we?
人不过是人。
We are just human beings.
人是谁
？Who are we?
人就是人。
We are just human.
人的地位是什么
？What is our status?
是人的地位。
It is where we are.
当神把你造成人的时候
，When God made you,
就把你放在人的地位上。
Your status is of humanity.
放在人的责任上。
with that responsibility.
放在他旨意中间为你定的地位上。
And you are placed under his will on this position.
你没办法超越。
You cannot transcend.
你没办法这个胜过这个地位。
You cannot surpass this standard.
然后说上帝，我一定胜过你。
And tell God, I will win you.
这种人是自欺欺人。
If you do this, you are deceiving yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
上帝许可我们反对他。
God will allow us to oppose him.
上帝许可我们抵挡他。
Allow us to rebel.
但是他的旨意不会因为我们反对就变成不成。
But his will will not be thwarted by us.
上帝的旨意不因为我们抵挡他，他就失败了。
Just because we oppose him, he will not fail.
我们的幻想
，our imagination，
那是我们非常幼稚的一个幻想
，very naive imagination.
求主可怜我们
，May Lord have mercy on us.
我一思想主祷文
，the more I think about the Lord's prayer，
我也发现里面的意义太深奥了
，the more I recognize its profound meaning.
我们每次看主祷文的时候
，every time we read this，
我以为一看就懂了
，we often think we
没有句可以解释的。
Very easy to explain.
我们在天上的父
Our Father in heaven.
很多都叫你的名为圣
愿
你的国降临
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上很多的人把圣经看成这么肤浅的东西
Many people think of the Bible as most shallow.
当你们把主道文整个的信息听完了以后
But after you listen to the entire message
你看见神是何等伟大
You will recognize how great he is
人是何等卑微的
And how small we are
反对上帝的人最后到哪里去呢
And where would the opposer of God go
那会抵挡上帝的人抵挡得住吗
The rebellion against God, where will
it go? 神的旨意不因为人而废去。
The will of God will not be destroyed because of our opposition.
人的亵渎也不因为人的伟大而成功。
And your blasphemy will not succeed.
神照他的意念成全他所计划的一切。
For God, by His will, will finish His will.
当一个真正对神认识的人讲这句话。
When a person says this because he really knows God,
耶利的旨意行在地上
he says, May your will be done,
如同行在天上
as it is in heaven.
这个人蒙上帝所悦纳
This person will be pleasing to God.
这个人也因为神与他的同在心中得到满足
And he will be satisfied in his heart because God is with him.
我们是谁呢
Who are we?
我们不过是人
We are just human beings.
人啊
Human.
好好谦卑承认你不过是人吧
Let us be humble and recognize who we are
人啊不要夺取上帝的荣耀
We are not to take the glory of God
轻看上帝的宝座
And despise the throne of God
不要否认他的主权
And deny his sovereign will
不要践踏他的国度
And look down on his kingdom
人是人
For we are just human beings
神是神
And God is God
但人常常不懂得神与人之间的分界
But often we cannot segregate between God and us.
所以做人的常常越界盼望做神。
And often we think we want to be like God.
为自己造了神。
And so we make for ourselves gods.
接下去我要告诉你三种人所造的神是怎样分层次，是怎样排列下来。
I want to tell you about the three different kinds of gods that we make.
没有智慧、没有知识的人。
If you are not wise, you're ignorant.
他们就造了没有智慧、没有知识的神。
You will create a god that is not wise, no knowledge.
比较聪明的人。
If you are a little bit more intelligent,
造了比较聪明的神。
You will create a god that is more intelligent.
最有学问的人。
The most learned among us.
造了有学问的人所造的神。
We'll create a god for the intellectual.
现在我把三种神的层次把它分开来解释给大家。
And now I explain these three types of god.
第一样的神。
The first type of god.
低级的没有知识的人所造的神。
Is made by people who are lowly without knowledge.
他们怎么造神呢
？How would they make it?
他们以木头造神。
With wood.
他们以石头造神
with stone
他们把物质当作神
they treat material as God
他们把太阳当作神
worship the sun
他们把大山当作神
worship the mountains
他们把河流当作神
worship the rivers
他们把大树当作神
worship a tree
这是这些最低级的神
these are the lowly gods
最低级的人类所创造出来
created by lowly people
无论木头
whether it's stone
无论石头
or wood or stone
无论太阳
the sun
无论大山
the mountain
无论大树
Or the tree.
都是被造之物
These are created
不是造物之主
They are not the creator Lord
我们怎么可能把被造之物把它当作是造物之主来替代它来敬拜它呢
So how can we worship something that has been created as if it's the creator
这是何等亵渎
So this is blasphemous
何等抵挡上帝
And opposing to God
何等得罪上帝的事情
And displeasing to God.
真正的得罪不是上帝。
But God himself is not displeased that way.
你乃是得罪你自己。
You are actually displeasing yourself.
你把自己当作最笨的人来对待神的事情。
In this matter of God, you are considered the most foolish.
当你把太太不当作太太。
For example, if you don't treat your wife as your wife,
你把一个枕头代替她的时候。
You use a pillow to take her place.
你是做了多么错的事情。
It is most stupid.
当你把孩子不当作孩子。
If you don't treat your child as your child,
养娃娃代替他的时候。
You replace your child with a doll.
你做了多么错的事情。
It is so very wrong.
这些都是小事情。
But of course, these are trivial matters.
当你不把神当作神。
But when you do not regard God as God,
你把被造之物代替他的时候。
And you replace him with created matters.
大大得罪了上帝。
It is a big sin against God.
那为什么神许可这个事情发生？
So why would God allow this to happen?
因为他把自由给了你。
Because he has given you freedom.
他就不干涉你。
He would not intervene.
这等到你表演的日期到了，你的主角的位分结束了以后，他才跟你算账。
Until your time is up, your performance is over, then he will hold you accountable.
从这句话看来。
From this sentence,
有谁可以真正阻挡上帝呢？
Who can truly oppose God?
有谁可以真正超越上帝呢？
Who can transcend God?
上帝把自由给你。
God has given you freedom.
上帝要收回给你的自由。
He will take it back one day.
上帝把反对他的权柄给你。
God has given you power to oppose him.
上帝要审判对他权柄的反对。
But one day he will judge this rebellion.
仍然你这么逃避上帝。
How can we ever escape God?
如果你真正明白，
If you truly understand,
你要回过来，
you will turn around,
谦卑下来，
with humility,
对上帝说，愿你的旨意行在地上，
and say to God, may your will be done,
如同行在天上，
on earth as it is in heaven.
我每次读这一节的时候，我都把它改成，愿你的旨意行在唐崇荣身上，如同行在天上。
I always read this as, may your will be done on Stephen Tong as it is in heaven.
因为你造我的时候，
because when you made me,
是有你的目的，
you have a purpose,
是有你的旨意，
you have a will,
所以愿你的旨意成全。
So may your will be done.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当这些话传到你耳中的时候，
when you hear these words,
是要提醒你，是你回到上帝的面前。
It is a reminder that you should return to God.
你成为一个顺命的儿女。
You will become an obedient children of God.
明白真理的儿女。
To understand his truth.
敬畏上帝的基督徒，
A Christian that fear God,
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us all.
第一种神是受造之物代替造物之神。
So the first type of gods are gods that are made by matter.
第二种的神不是这些笨人的神。
The second kind of God are not the gods of the foolish.
第二种的神是普通人的神。
A God of the common man.
什么叫做普通人的神呢？
What does that mean?
就是把人当作神。
It means we treat men as God.
把鸡当作神。
Or by a,
因为我们知道木头是木头。
We look at stone, we think it's stone.
石头是石头。
A wood is wood.
山是山。
A mountain is a mountain.
他们怎么是神呢？
How can they be gods?
你敬拜山神、河神、海神、灶神、门神，你建造这个大树的树神，你都是亵渎上帝。
You blaspheme against God. You pray to gods that are made of matter.
其实这是无。
These are things.
不是神。
They are not gods.
但是有一些超人的人。
But there are some people among us that are Superman. They are different.
我们做不到的，他做到。
They achieve what we cannot.
我们想不到的，他想到。
They think of things that we cannot.
我们不能发明的，他发明。
They invent things we cannot.
我们不能胜过的，他胜过。
They have victory over things we cannot.
Transcending man's man.
So they transcend.
能够超越人的人。
They transcend others.
应当是超人。
So they are like Superman.
应当是英雄。
They are heroes.
应当不是普通的人。
They are not common people.
我们就把它神仙化了。
And so we make them gods.
所以你不奇怪。
So you are not surprised.
有的人拜石头拜木头。
Then there are people who pray to stones and wood.
另外一些人拜关公拜观音。
There are some people who pray to 关公 and 观音。
拜孔明拜孔子。
Or to pray to Confucius and 孔明。
太超然了。
Because these are super people.
同样是人。
We are all human beings.
我讲的话。一两天就没人要听。
But when I speak, no one wants to listen to me.
孔子讲的话2600年还有人在听。
But Confucius, people talk about him for 2,000 over years.
怎么还把他当作普通的人呢？
So he is not a common person.
他一定是超人的神。
He is like a god.
孔子啊，你是神。
So Confucius, you're god.
孔明啊，你是神。
孔明 you're like god.
你可以借东风赤壁大战而胜过曹操。
You can have victory over 曹操 by manipulating the weather.
你的智慧超人。
You have great wisdom.
你的眼光不是人的眼光。
You don't have a way.
你的依旧不是人的依旧。
Your understanding is different from us.
你的战术不是人的思想。
Your strategy is not human.
把孔明当作神。
So you treat 孔明 like God.
孔子当作神。
Confucius is God.
把关公当作神。
关公 is God.
把张飞当作神。
张飞 is God.
请问关公有没有说我是神？
Did 关公 say I am God?
他从来没有说他是神。
He has never said that.
你为什么把他当作神呢？
Why do we worship him?
因为你喜欢自作多情。
Because you like it, so you.
关公啊，你是神。
Oh, 关公 you're the God.
关公在图画里面。
And so you draw a picture of him.
脸红红的。
Red face.
拿一个大关刀。
Carrying a big knife.
神气十足。
Weapon, very fierce.
关公啊，你是神。
So you say, why you God?
他都不明白。
He doesn't understand.
如果他真的醒过来。
If he is awakened.
他问你你在说什么。
He will ask you what you're talking about.
我在拜你是神。
Oh, I'm praying to you.
关公谁告诉你我是神。
Then 关公 will say, who told you I'm God?
你不必自我多情。
Don't be one-sided about this.
他再回去就睡在那边。
Then he go back and sleep.
关公是神吗？
Is he God?
如果关公是神。
If he is God.
关公怎么死他知道吗？
Do you know how he died?
关公怎么死的？
How did he die?
被人打死的。
He was killed.
战死的。
He killed in battle.
死了以后呢？
After he died.
这个刘备很不甘愿。
And 刘备 couldn't take it.
刘备说：“我这个大将怎么被人杀死呢？”
How can my great general be killed?
一直发动军队去报仇，去为关公来血耻。
So he was determined to send the army to take revenge.
结果呢，他发动军队以后呢？
In the end, when he sent the army,
失败得更惨。
The failure was worse.
痛苦万分。
And was suffering greatly.
失望得不得了。
Very disappointed.
连关公都不知道他会怎么死。
So 关公 had no control over his
destiny. 刘备都没有办法替他报仇。
刘备 couldn't take vengeance.
那么刘备是神吗？
Is 刘备 God?
关公是神吗？
What about 关公？
后来刘备死了。
In the end, 刘备 died.
太难过了。
He was too sad.
因为不几年里面。
Within a few
关公死了，
关公 died，
张飞也死了，
张飞 died，
张飞为什么死呢
？Why did 张飞 die？
对他的部下太凶
，He was too cruel to his staff。
你们做老板的哈
，So if you are boss，
你对部下太凶，可能会被杀死。
Your subordinate may kill you if you are too cruel。
张飞常常骂下面的兵。
张飞 would scold his soldiers，
非常凶的对付他们。
Very fierce to us。
所以那些士兵们
，So his soldiers
怀恨在心。
Bury their hatred.
有一天他们说，
One day they said,
我们继续给他这样骂。
He keeps scolding us, torturing us this way.
不如杀死他吧。
Let's kill him.
一个人多厉害。
How good can he be?
不过一条命。
He just had one life.
一口气。
One breath.
把他刺死了。
We will assassinate him.
他不能再凶了。
He cannot be fierce.
他不能再管我们。
He cannot rule over us.
他不能再对我们这么粗暴的。
Cannot be so cruel to us.
所以他们说怎么杀他呢？
So how to kill him?
你没有办法杀他。
You have no way to kill him.
你的浑身是劲。
Because 张飞 is very strong.
武术高超。
And very capable.
所以你只能等他睡觉杀他。
You only wait for him to fall asleep first.
所以他们就等张飞熟睡的时候。
So when he was deep asleep,
一个兵跑进去了。
A assassin went in.
杀他的时候，
as he was about to kill him,
他发现张飞正在看他。
He discovered that 张飞 was staring at him.
眼睛睁得大大。
Eyes wide open.
他吓死了。
He was most
frightened
and escaped.
他醒了。
He said, "Why is awake?"
眼睛瞪着我。
His eyes were staring at me.
吓得半死。
I was so afraid.
你看他眼睛开得很大吗
？The people say your eyes wide open.
你再进去。
Go in again.
如果他知道你杀，你要杀他，他看你为什么追你出来呢
？If he knew that you are going to kill him, he would chase you.
你看他眼睛打开。
His eyes are open.
你听他有没有出汗声
？But listen to him whether he's snoring.
他有出汗声。
If he is snoring,
一面眼睛大大
，as his eyes open large.
你不要怕他。
Do not be afraid of him.
就这个兵再进去。
And the assassin went in again.
张飞看住他。
And 张飞 was staring at him.
汗声大得不得了。
Snoring.
他就知道这个不可怕。
So he knew he was not afraid.
一刀刺下去。
And
两刀刺下去。
Stab him.
这么大的将军。
Such a big general.
就马上死掉。
Was killed this way.
这些人是神吗？
Are these people gods?
孔子是神吗
？Confucius.
孔明是神吗？
孔明。
关公是神。
关公。
张飞是神。
张飞。
他们都是人。
They are all human beings.
为什么人会把人提升做神
？So why do we elevate human being to be gods?
因为你盼望有比你超越的都是特别的，就把特别的当作神来敬拜。
Because you think anyone that transcends you is like a god.
这是第二种的人。
So these are the second class.
第一种的人创造了低级的神。
The first classification, lowly gods.
第二种的人创造了比人更高级的神。
Those who are smarter have human being as God.
第三种人更特别了。
The third classification.
一看就知道不对了。
They recognize this is all wrong.
那里木头是谁？
How can a wood be God?
那里石头是谁？
Stone be God.
我不要跟这些人拜。
I don't want to worship like this.
我不要跟这些人迷信。
And be superstitious.
世界上总有一些人是独立思考家。
They are always independent thinkers in the world.
我相信我是属于这种人。
I think I belong to this
class. 很多人想想想，我说为什么要跟你讲？
Many people say go this way and I ask why you must follow you.
我说为什么要这样？
People say go to do this this way this way. I ask why.
无论在建筑上，
whether it's in architecture, in music,
在解经上，
in expository preaching,
或者养成一个独立思考的习惯。
I have the habit of independent thinking.
你把我所做的事跟别的专家所做的事比一比，你就可以分别出来了。
And once you make a comparison with other experts, you will see the difference.
我要找一条路。
I must find a way.
自己的思想，
my own thoughts.
不抄袭别人的，
I won't copy others.
不承继别人的，
or follow their trend.
不设人压岁，
and don't be laughed at by other people.
Do not be an imitator.
Don't be imitator.
Do not be only a copier.
就不要再抄别人。
Be an independent thinker.
你要成为独立的思想家。
Be an innovative thinker.
一个创新的一个人。
所以我常常以创新的思想建立我自己的事业。
So I always do the ministry with a creative mind.
无论建筑，
whether it's the architecture,
无论作曲，
whether it's composition,
无论写经，
expository preaching,
我都养成自己独立思考的习惯。
I have this habit of independent thinking.
这种人是有他伟大的地方。
And these people have his own greatness.
这种人是很痛苦的。
But suffer greatly.
因为花尽脑子，
you have to think very deeply.
就想出一点点与别人不同的地方，
to find a little bit of thing that's different from others.
付出的代价太大，
you gotta pay a heavy price.
等等，这些人想一切的事情，
I think when these people think of all things,
最高的事物的时候，
at its height,
他就不相信这些神。
They won't believe in this sort of God.
不敬拜宗教的神。
They won't pray to religious God.
不接受别人所认为的神。
He won't accept just any God recommended.
也不认为别人比他更英雄。
I don't think that others are more heroic than they are.
他盼望自己比别人更英雄。
But they want to be more heroic than others.
所以这些人是讲：难道我是英雄，我就是神吗？
These people ask, "Am I just God?"
他们也不像毛泽东这样笨，以为自己是神。
They're not like Mao Zedong who think himself is God.
他们说：如果我是神，
they think if I'm God,
那我也会死。
I will die.
那我多么超越，
no matter how good I am,
多么厉害，
how better than others,
我还是一个会死的神。
I am still a mortal.
我就不是神，
so I cannot be God.
所以他们就想神应当是怎么样。
So they think what God should be like.
结果这些最聪明的人就用自己的头脑去想上帝。
And so these people will then think about God using their own reason.
想一个什么上帝呢？
What sort of God?
想一个比超人更超等的神。
Think of a God that is better than any human gods.
但是我发现，
but I discover,
无论多么超，
no matter how transcendent,
多么高，
how high,
多么超越，
how supernatural,
多么超然，
how great,
这些神还是你想出来的。
They are still product of your imagination.
所以这个是你的理性所产生出来的一个品种。
And so it is a product based on your reasoning.
This kind of highest God is still a production of your reasoning power.
不管这一种上帝有多高，还是你思想的产品。
那么思想的产品可以想出一个上帝吗？
Can you produce a God with your thoughts?
上帝是思想的产品吗？
Can God be a product of your reason?
从全本圣经的智慧来看，
From the wisdom of the entire Bible,
理性是神所造的，
Reason is made by God,
而神不是理性所造的。
God is not a product of reason.
God is never a production of human reasoning power.
上帝不是人所想出来的成
果。Human reasoning power is a production of God.
反而人思考的能力是上帝所赐予的。
所以像哲学家的上帝不是上帝。
So the God of the philosophers cannot be God.
有一个大哲学家受上帝启示讲了这两句话。
That was a great philosopher inspired by God. He said these things.
他名字叫法国人。
He's a Frenchman.
他名字叫做 Blaise Pascal。
He's blessed Pascal.
神启示他。
God inspired him.
恍然大悟。
And he was awakened.
The God of philosopher is not the true God.
哲学家的上帝不是真正的上帝。
The God of the theologian is not true God.
神学家的上帝也不是真正
的
上帝。
你用你的神学头脑想出一个神。
With your theological mind, you imagine a God.
你用一个哲学的头脑去想出一个神。
With your philosophical mind, you think of a God.
这些神是比你更低的。
These gods must be lower than you.
这些神是 你想出来的。
For they are products of your reason.
这些神是你理性的产品。
A product of your reason power.
理性本身是神的产品。
But reason came came from God.
He's got a lower than your reasoning power.
他一定是低于你的理性。
And reasoning power is one part of your life.
理性只不过是人生的一部分。
And your life is produced by God.
你的人生是上帝所赐予的。
Created by God.
是上帝所创造的。
So God is higher than you, higher than your reasoning, higher than your imagination, higher than the production of human reasoning power.
所以上帝一定是比你的理性、你的想象力、你整个人生更高的。
今天我们中间若有人对神论有所怀疑，
If we have any doubt about the doctrine of God,
你好好听这些话。
You want to listen carefully.
你会相信这些话是你很难在别的讲道里面听出来的。
I believe you will not find this reasoning in other preaching sessions.
这些本来是圣经的真理。
These are of course biblical truth.
但是在我20多岁独立思考的这个过程中间，慢慢一步一步形成的。
But in my 20s, in my independent thinking, step by step, I formulated it properly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你常常说 I'm a free thinker.
很多人说我是自由想法的人。
我不要接受基督教。
I don't want to accept Christianity.
我是自由思想家。
I am a free thinker.
这句话从哪里来的
？Where did this phrase come from?
法国大革命以前来的。
It came from the French Revolution.
1789年
In 1789.
1789到1783年
In 1783. 1779
to 1783. The 4 years is the climax of a French Revolution.
是四年法国大革命的高峰。
对不起1789的时候
In 1789
他把路易十六把他关到监牢里面
Louis XVI was jailed
Marie Antoinette 也关在监牢里面
And Marie Antoinette was also jailed
四年以后1793年
In 1793
他们把这两个人拉到了 Plaza de Concord 歇后广场那里去
Both of them were brought to the square La Plaza de Concord
用几十公斤重的断头台的刀把他们的头砍下
And they used a guillotine to behead both of them.
那个以前
Before that,
法国革命正在酝酿的时候
When the French Revolution was preparing itself,
他们最反对的就是宗教
They opposed religion.
所以看不起的就是基督教的教士
They looked down on the priests.
所以他们讲一句话
And so they say,
世界这么多教士是这么败坏的人
There are so many decadent priests in the world.
世界这么多教皇是这样荒淫无种的人
There are so many popes that are decadent.
所以世界要有和平吗
So if you want peace in the world,
要用最后一个教士的肠
you must take the intestine of the last priest
来把最后一个教皇把他勒死
to strangle the last pope.
世界才有和平
Then you have peace in the world.
当人不要接受宗教的时候
When we reject religion,
人不要接受圣经的时候
When we reject the Bible,
他们就发明一个名词
They invent a new term.
I am a free thinker.
我是自由思想家。
我是自由思想家。
Free thinker。
我是自由思想者。
I'm free to think。
我不受任何宗教所捆绑。
Not constrained by any religion。
有一次我病的时候
，When I was ill once，
医生来看我。
The doctor came to see me。
我问他说 ，Doctor， are you a Christian？
请问医生，你是不是基督徒？
他连 No 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 No， 好吃。
不是。
No 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 No，
不是错。
No 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 No， 好像呢，好像把他捆绑在很羞耻的一个。侮辱里面
，as if I'm insulting him.
No, 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 no.
不是，不是。
I'm not a Christian.
我不是基督徒。
I'm a free thinker.
我是自由思想者。
我听了这句话以后呢
，After I heard that,
马上回答说
，I answered,
"We are all free in the bondage of our own sin."
我们所有在我们罪的捆绑底下都是自由的。
他说 ，What？
你是说什么？
什么
？What do you say？
我再讲一次。
I said again,
"We are free."
在我们是自由的。
But we are free in the bondage of our own sin.
但是在我们的罪捆绑底下的自由。
那个时候我30多岁。
I was in my 30s.
我试想有人真正自由吗
？I ask myself, are there people who are truly free? No.
我们在捆绑中之。
We are in the middle of bondage.
我们在我们的罪的捆绑中之。
The bondage of sin.
像个大的鸟笼。
Like a huge bird cage,
里面的鸟可以在里面自由飞翔，却没有办法超越这个鸟笼给它的限制。
Although the birds can fly within the cage, it is constrained by the circumference.
法国人在大革命的时期
，In the French Revolution,
因为他们自由了
，The French had freedom.
结果几百年以后
，But a few centuries later,
法国人变成最没有道德的
，The Frenchman has no morality,
最没有信仰的
，No faith,
而且经济越来越差
，And economy is getting worse and worse.
的一个地方。人的自由把人带到什么地方去
？And so where would our freedom bring us？
在1860年的时候
，In 1860，
法国有一个会士叫做 Dion Society。
In France, there's a Dion Society.
他们定下了一个条例。
They set a rule.
哪一个女孩子
，any girl，
在结婚以前一天
，the day before she get married，
赶到这个会社受查验还是处女的
，if they come and be examined and is still a virgin，
得到很大的奖金。
They will give money.
120年以后
，120 years later，
发现在120年里面没有一个女人敢去被查她还是处女。
They discovered that within 120 years, the prize money has never been claimed.
表示从19世纪的时候
，It means that since the 19th century,
法国的信道德已经败坏到一个地步。
The French sexual morality is so very low.
没有办法再教育了。
That you cannot educate.
没有办法再收拾了。
You cannot turn around anymore.
今天你们没有结婚的女人，你还是处女吗
？Are you a virgin if you're not married?
你们还没有结婚的男人，你还是处男
？Whether you are a man or a woman.
你以为你自由吗？
You think you are free?
你不是自由，你是自杀。
It's not freedom, it's suicide.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见人类很可怜。
So humanity is most pathetic.
人没有目的。
For we have no purpose.
人随便生活。
We just live anywhere we want.
人不认识上帝。
We do not know God.
不敬畏上帝。
We do not fear Him.
你不能说愿你的旨意成全。
And we cannot say Your will be done.
地上如同在天。
On earth as it is in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
第三种的神。
The third type of God,
哲学家想出来的神。
It is a God that philosophers think of, transcending the idols,
超过普通宗教的观念
transcending common religion,
想象到一个很纯粹的理性的神。
And you imagine the most ideal God.
但是这个神存在吗
？But does this God exist?
就存在在人的理想。
It exists inside your mind.
存在人的理性的逻辑。
It exists in your reasoning and logic.
所以呢，归正神学一个大师。叫做 Cornelius Van Til。
Cornelius Van Til, most important Reformed theologian.
他在大概50年前
About 50 years ago.
他讲一句话。
He said,
人想象出来的上帝。
A God that is a product of human's imagination.
从来不是真上帝。
Will never be the true God.
从柏拉图、阿里斯多德到20世纪的今天。
From Plato, Aristotle to the 20th century today.
大思想家所告诉我们的神。
The gods that great thinkers propose to us
不是告诉我们那一位真神
will not point out the true God.
我们正在看、解释、了解、思想一位神的影子，而不是神自己。
We are only discussing the shadow of God, but not God Himself.
因为神不是理性的产品。
For God cannot be a product of our reasoning.
神创造有理性的人的那一位创造主。
On the other hand, He created us with reason.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
如果你是没有神的。
If you do not have God,
如果你以假神代替真神的
，If you take the place of God with false gods,
你的人生绝对没有目标
，There will be no true purpose in your life.
接下去呢
？And then,
这一节圣经告诉我们
，This Bible verse says,
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
接下去说什么呢
？And then,
给我们今天所需要的饮食。
Give us this day our daily bread.
今天我要稍微讲这一节圣经的。重要的意义，下个礼拜才真正的解释它。
I will talk about the main theme, and next week go into details.
Oh God, give us our daily bread.
上帝给我们今天热用的饮食。
这句最不必解释的。
You say, "Well, this is very simple."
上帝给我们几块面包，就是这样。
Keep us a few pieces of bread.
还有什么好解释呢
？No need to explain.
我告诉你，这一句话我要解释一两个钟头。
I tell you, I have to explain this for 2 hours at least.
怎么这么啰嗦呢
？You said you're very long-winded.
你怎么这一句话这么容易明白？给我面包，你要讲一两个钟头。
You have to preach 2 hours on bread.
结果连面包都臭了，还没讲完。
The bread will smell after that.
父啊
，Father，
我们日用的饮食
，Our daily bread，
今日赐给我们。
Give it to us today.
不是说我们全年的东西给我们。
Not give us everything we need for the year.
不是我一生需要的东西现在给我。
Or what I need for my entire life.
我所需要的。
What I need.
今日赐给我。
Give it to me today.
你知道这句话在讲什么呢
？You know what the phrase means?
这句话在讲人与物质之间的关系。
It tells us about relationship with things.
原来全本整个的主导文里面
，The entire Lord's Prayer
只有一句跟物质有关系的。
There's only one sentence linked with material.
我们日用的饮食
，And that is this one.
今日赐给我们。
Give this day our daily bread.
为什么这么祷告呢
？Why do you pray this way?
因为耶稣基督清楚知道人是需要物质的。
Jesus Christ recognized that we need the material.
我们需要吃饭。
That we need to eat.
我们需要穿衣服。
We need to wear clothing.
我们需要用钱。
We need to spend money.
我们需要坐车。
We need to be.
我们在世界的日子。
while we are alive.
没有一天跟物质的世界是没有关系的。
Every day is related to the material world.
每天有需要。
Every day we have material.
每天需要用钱。
We need to spend.
每天需要吃饭。
We need to eat.
那么怎么向父祷告呢
？So how do you pray to the Father?
父啊，日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Father, give us this day our daily bread.
这句话告诉我们，我们清楚知道我们的父上帝。明白我们的需要。
It tells us that we recognize that our Father understands our need.
这句话又告诉我们，我们在父面前有权柄要求物质的需要。
It also tells us that we have the authority to ask for things.
我们不需要过一个假属灵的生活。
You don't have to pretend to be spiritual.
我们从来不需要钱。
No, I don't need money.
我从来不需要开口。
I don't have to ask.
我从来没有物质的需要。
I have no material needs.
我们谦卑诚实的照着圣经的话。
But by the Bible, let's be humble.
我们对主说
，and say to the Lord,
主啊
，O Lord,
我日用的饮食，求你今日赐给我。
Give us this day our daily bread.
主啊，我知道你把我创成一个有肉体的人。
O Lord, I know that I'm made in the physical form.
你也把我造成一个有灵魂的人。
A person made with a soul.
所以我的存在是一个灵跟肉交接在一起的一个存在。
My existence is the material and the spirit together.
有下面一个圆圈。
If there is a circle,
圆圈的两端是向下的。
And two sides of the circle
就把你锁住在地上。
And if it locks you down,
这个圆圈告诉你，你是属于地的。
It tells you that you belong on earth.
因为你属于地的。
Because you belong on earth.
所以你需要吃饭。
So you need to eat.
你就性的关系。
There is a sexual desire.
物质世界的供应。
You need material provision.
你不要忘记，另外一个圆圈是向上的。
But do not forget that the other part.
两个是指向天空的。
The arc goes point upwards.
上面的圆跟下面的圆交接在一起的时候。
The top semicircle and the bottom one join together.
中间的那个地位就是你做人的地位。
And you are right in the middle.
如果你在中间。
If you are in the middle.
你不能逃脱两方面夹攻。
You cannot escape both directions.
那么我有属灵的需要。
I have spiritual needs.
我也有物质的需要。
I have material needs.
那我在上帝面前是一个怎样的人呢
？What sort of behavior should I have before God?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
你需要物质。
You need material provision.
你需要上帝。
You need God.
你需要世界的享受。
You need to enjoy things
of the world. 需要上帝的供应。
And the providence of God.
在这件事情上，圣经给我们的教训是什么呢
？What is the Bible teaching us here?
人活着不单靠食物。
That you live not by bread alone,
上帝口里所说的一切的话语
but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
没有一本圣经比这本圣经更伟大。
There are no greater religious scripture than the Bible.
主啊，我是有物质的人。
Oh Lord, I am physical.
主啊，我也是有心灵的人。
And also spiritual.
因为你把我造在物质的身体里面。
For you have made me with a physical body.
我需要这世界的东西。
So I need physical things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters.
有的人属灵到好像什么物质都不需要，你不要相信这种人。
Don't believe people who are so spiritual that they say they don't need any material needs.
还有很多教会说我们需要灵性好的牧师，好像身体不好不要紧。
Some churches say we need pastors who are spiritual, physically weak, never mind.
所以很多牧师吃不饱，饿不死。
So many pastors are very poor and poor health.
你祷告，你好好祷告，上帝给你灵性丰富就好了。
You tell the pastor, okay, pray, 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 and you'll be spiritual.
耶稣说不是的。
Jesus Christ said no.
父啊
，Father,
给我我所需要的粮食。
Give me the bread I need.
我是人
，because I'm a human being.
我有物质的一方面
，I have a material side.
灵性的一方面
，and the spiritual side.
但是你要记得圣经的原则。
But remember biblical principle.
人活着。
That we live,
不是靠食物
not by bread alone,
不是单单靠食物
by bread alone,
乃是靠上帝口里所出的一些话语
but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
你的生命有神的道引导你
So in your life, you have the word of God to guide you.
用物质供应你的时候
and the providence of God with material.
你好好做一个堂堂正正的人
and then you need to live your life in an upright manner.
亲爱的弟兄
dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们过的生活是怎么样
what sort of lifestyle do we live?
我们忽略了上面那一圈
have we ignored what's above?
注重下面这一圈
and place emphasis on what's below?
无止无息贪求物质物质物质金钱金钱
And with endless greed, we go for material and money.
今天我要问你一句话。
I want to ask you a question this evening.
你有多少才够
？How much is enough?
How much is enough?
多少才够？
我有一次看报纸，题目叫做 How much is enough?
There was an essay in the newspaper, How much is enough?
我看下去的时候
When I read it,
原来是报馆的记者在讽刺基督教的牧师。
The journalist was poking fun at Christian pastors.
觉得牧师的薪水大到一个地步。
That these pastors have such high salary.
比平常社会很多的人士更高。
Much higher than their average member of congregation.
很多会友穷得不得了。
And their people are very poor.
记者问一句话。
So the journalist asks,
How much is enough?
多少才足够？
这一个题目
，This topic，
对新加坡是很适当的。
Is appropriate for Singapore.
今天许多女人嫁丈夫的时候。
When women pick a husband,
因为他很英俊嘛。
Do they pick him because he's handsome?
不是。
No.
因为他很健康嘛。
Very healthy?
不是。
Not so.
因为他很好嘛。
Oh, he's very good man. No.
因为他很有钱。
Many people pick husband because he's rich.
所以你们有钱的男人不怕没有老婆娶。
So if you're a rich man, you are not afraid that you can't find a wife.
你的财产就是你的特权。
Your wealth gives you the power.
我对女孩子说。
But I will say to the girl.
你是嫁给有钱的人。
When you marry the rich.
除此外没有别的要求的话。
And if that's the only consideration point.
你有一点不像人。
You are not like a human being.
因为你是嫁给宝藏。
You are marrying the treasure.
你当然嫁给宝藏。
And she said, of course.
女人没有钱哪里有宝藏。
If I have no money, there is no
security. 嫁给没有钱的男人前途怎么样怎么知道。
How do you marry someone who is poor?
那我对很多女孩子说一句话。
I will answer the girls.
How much is enough?
多少才足够？
当一个男人骑脚车。
When a man has a bicycle.
问你说你要嫁给我吗
？I say, would you marry me?
你没有看他先看脚车。
You look at the bicycle first.
那你说去你的。
You say get lost.
这一定不是上帝的旨意。
It cannot be the will of God.
那个男的说我很英俊啊。
The man said, I'm very handsome.
我很年轻啊。
Very young.
我很健康。
Very healthy.
就你的说这不是我所要的。
The girl will say, well, that's not what I want.
我不是单单要今日的饮食你赐给我。
I don't just want my daily bread, you know.
我要一生的饮食。
I want the bread for the rest of my life.
我要子子孙孙。几十代都吃不完的饮食。
Oh, generations upon generations.
所以 ，please go.
所以走吧。
退我后边去。
Get behind me.
不久，一个丑八怪开 Mercedes 来。
Then an ugly person came with Mercedes Benz.
问他说：“你要不要上我的车
？”And you want to come up?
你要不要给我跟你一同去约会
？And go on date with me.
就女孩子说什么呢
？The girl will say,
主啊，感谢你。
Thank God.
你的旨意来到。
Your will is done.
我等这个人已经12年了。
I waited for him for 12 years.
今天才来。当然他不是坐脚车的。
而且他在有 bicycle。
我更明白你的旨意。
So now I know your will very well.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我亲眼看过这样的女人。
I have witnessed women like this.
很好的青年人。
Nice young man who sought after her.
给他摔掉了。
She would throw him out.
然后他讲一句话。
And she said.
我才不嫁给你这种穷人。
I will not marry this poor guy.
后来他等有钱人来追。
I will wait for the rich to come.
等等等。
And wait and wait.
等等等。
Wait and wait.
等了几年。
Wait for a few years.
不成。
Didn't work.
每一个来他都嫌他不够有钱。
He think everyone is not rich enough.
等到四十多岁。
40 over years old.
还没有最有钱的人来。
The rich didn't appear.
等到最后呢。
In the end.
他变成 Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Become Kentucky Fried Chicken.
然后怎么办
？I want to do next.
看起来还是美丽，如果三公里外看可
以。You see her from afar, she's still pretty.
靠近她的时候。
But when you go near,
什么美都没有了。
She's far from pretty.
还是好像美美的。
But still look well.
这个叫做老衰老衰。
So old, still beautiful.
有一点老，一点美。后来就一生没有出嫁。
But she remains single for the rest of her life.
她轻看的那个男人。
But the man she despised earlier.
Be gone, you.
Get lost.
那个人后来发大财。
Became rich later.
娶了比他更年轻很多年的妻子。
Got a wife much younger than she.
你很骄傲吗？
You ought to be proud.
你以物质为你人生的目标吗？
Is material goal the purpose of your life?
不要笨。
Do not be foolish.
我再讲一个例子，我要结束了。
I will end with another illustration.
Billy Graham 有一次。
Once Billy Graham
追求一个女孩子。
When after a girl,
他还在神学院读书的。
He was a seminary student.
他也不知道前面是做怎样的传道人。
Still didn't quite know what kind of
future you'll be. 他也不知道前途如何。
Or the future.
爱上那个女孩子。
But he fell in love with a girl.
他对他说。
And said to her,
我可以跟你一同过这一生吗？
Do you want to spend the rest of your life with me?
你什么意思呢？
She said, What do you mean?
你要娶我吗？
You want to marry me?
你是做传道的。
You are going to be a preacher.
如果我要嫁给传道人。
If I were to marry a preacher,
我一定嫁给世界第一流的传道人。
I must marry the best in the world.
你根本不是。
You are not him.
所以你不必再谈了。
So don't talk to me.
后来呢
？Later.
Billy Graham broken hearted.
Billy Graham
哭死了。
Very sad.
他在上帝面前说。
So before God, he said.
那个女孩子不要我。
The girl jilted me.
因为她要嫁给世界最出名的传道。
She wants to marry the most famous preacher in the world.
所以结果呢
？In the end.
过了几年以后呢
？Few years later.
那个人嫁给别人。
She married another person.
Billy Graham 变成世界最出名的传道人。
And Billy Graham became the most famous.
那个人已经没有份。
But no more chance.
我问你
I ask you,
你要物质吗
Do you want the material gain?
世界的财富吗
The wealth of the world?
你有物质的需要吗
You have material gain?
你满足你肉体的情欲吗
You want to satisfy the flesh?
How much is enough?
多少才足够
How much is enough?
多少才会足够
我这一生
In my life,
从来不求发财
I don't seek for material possession.
甚至不求钱财
Not even for wealth.
就像圣经的教训
Like what the Bible says.
我所需要的
What I need.
求你赐给我
Grant to me.
传道要用钱吗
Does a preacher need money?
坐飞机要用钱
Does he need money to fly?
要
Yes.
神给我
And God will grant
我们的布道会
Our gospel rallies.
费用大到一个地步
Had to spend so much money.
你不敢想象
It is quite unimaginable.
三天要36万美金
For 3 days, $360,000.
我主啊
I say, O Lord.
我不求富足
I don't ask for prosperity.
我求你供应我们所需要的
But I ask that you provide what we need.
现在57年过去了
57 years have passed.
我们没有缺乏
We are not in
need. 在最困难的时候
At the most difficult time,
行神迹
God will work a miracle.
有时候我钱多的时候
Sometimes when I had abundance,
没有好好用在自己身上
I would not use it on myself.
我买一些好的东西
I will buy some good things.
放在博物馆里面
To put it in a museum.
别人不敢做的我做
I will do what others dare not.
所做的不是为自己
Not for myself.
我买飞机票的时候
When I buy a plane ticket,
从来没有买过一张商务舱
I have never bought a business class ticket before.
我总是找更便宜的
I look for the cheapest one.
有没有更便宜的
Even
你说上帝给你钱够，为什么你要买最便宜的
？You say God give you money, why you buy the cheapest one?
够是够
，It is enough.
但是便宜还可以节省
，But I can still save.
节省有剩下的钱
，And the money we save.
我还做帮助人的
，I can go and help other people.
我可以买书送人
，And buy books.
我可以买好的东西放在博物馆
，And put things in the museum.
我可以做更多的工作
，I can do more.
我从来没有买过新车
，I have never bought a new car.
一生里面买的都是超过8年、9年、12年的车。
In my life, I we bought an old car, 8 years old.
3个月前
3 months ago,
我一生买了第一次的新车。
For the first time, I bought a new car.
你说你怎么敢破例呢
？You say you broke your rule.
你怎么好意思在讲这句话呢
？How dare you say this?
我好意思。
I can tell you.
因为我买的车只有10,000多美金罢了。
Because this car is only like
最小的新车
US, very small car.
我喜欢的不得了。
I love it.
亲爱弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers,
为什么呢
？Why?
因为旧的都是。比较好的，但是便宜的车。
I bought old cars, they are cheaper but good cars.
现在新的不得了，是很便宜的车。
But now cars are so cheap.
我买的时候，我心里很平安。
So I have peace in my heart.
亲爱弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这都是圣经的教训。
These are all teachings of the Bible.
我们日用的饮食。
Give us this day.
今日赐给我们。
Our daily bread.
下个礼拜。
Next week.
我们继续在想这个话。
Let us continue to meditate on the verse.
好不好呢？愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us all.
我们今天就到这个地方。
We will stop here today.